listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey there, happy Tuesday. How are you today, guys? I'm sitting here and I'm stuffing my face right now. This is Latino week. And there's nothing but good eats going on. Unfortunately, this is the time of the year where we gain a lot of weight. You know, and it gets to our hip, of course. But it's Latino week, guys. Get out there. Get some good eats. Celebrate with us. Have fun with us. Party with us. Because this is all week long. And for some of us, it's all month long. So looking forward to hearing some stories of people having a good Latino week out there. Guys, I wanted to touch base a little bit on truth, dare, and consequence. This is for a caller that will be calling in by the name of Paulie. As you know, we keep everyone's identity, a secret because some people don't want to be seen out there in the public. And hey, I remember you, LA Talk Radio. You were the hitman that was on the show. We don't want any of that. So we try to keep things at a minimum. But this guy is coming on and he's an Italian guy that listens to the show on a regular basis. And he said he felt kind of good about, you know, talking about some of the things that he's done in his past. He's kind of like coming clean. You know, it's more like him being in the Vatican and talking to, you know, the priest and saying, hey, I want to confess my sins. Why confess them to me? I'm not the person for you to confess your sins to. Absolutely not. That's like barking up the wrong tree. But he has some things to say, and he wants to talk about some of his dirty deeds that he's done in the past. And I tell you, the conversation I had with this guy, and when he comes on, I'll revisit this question about loyalty and how does it play a part in the Italian community, you know, of that sector of, you know, I'm quite sure everybody watches Power. You know, it was like you got to have loyalty to be a part of the group. And as long as you're loyal, you know, you're a part and, you know, they can trust you and so on. But having him tell us what loyalty is all about, because everyone has a different code of loyalty when it comes to street credit, you know. I mean, some people think that street credit means, you know, you go out, you commit a crime, and now you get a street credit for doing, you know, bad deeds. You know, like a token for a vending machine or something. You know, you did something wrong and now guess what? People are going to look up to me because I'm the person that they should be looking up to because I just killed 35 people or, you know, I poisoned, you know, the whole cafeteria. You don't get accolades for stuff like that, you know, and in their world, you know, and this is a really touchy-feely topic today of the mob, because you got, you know, Sammy the Bull, which this guy knew, he knows personally, had some interaction with him. Him and I talked about, you know, him getting sidetracked on a diamond deal, you know, and he talks about things such as, you know, people who didn't pay and him being somewhat a bookie. You know, as in the Italian world, you know, people really know about their history. They were the first lottery in America. This lottery thing only became public, you know, because the government, one, could make money off of it. And that's always rule number one. They always have to make money. Two is because, according to them, now it's legal under the government rules, which is understandable because everyone has to eat off of your plate, you know, if you're running numbers and doing X, Y, and Z. So that's why they have what's called the Gaming Commission, because now all of this stuff is being made legalized for capitalism. And I don't like to get into, you know, political stuff, but at the end of the day, it's more like these are the pioneers of gambling. Like, they were the ones doing all this stuff first. You know, it wasn't the African Americans, it wasn't the Latinos, you know, it was the Italians that ran that whole sector of gambling. And they are the true pioneers. The Italians are the true pioneers of that whole, you know, sweepstakes machines. I don't know if anybody knows about the sweepstakes machines. They were actually in many states before the states said, we're not capitalizing. We're not making any money off of these machines. So guess what? It's illegal now to have them. You cannot have a sweepstakes machine. You can't have a poker machine. You can't have any of those machines because now it's illegal. So when we get into talking about loyalty, I mean, you got some guys that, I mean, I don't want to say it like this, but they call them rats, you know? And people misinterpret what a rat is, okay? A rat is what it is, you know? They like cheese, pretty much. And in some situations, they get the rats from, I don't even know how they came up with that terminology, because I still can't understand it, because a rat is attracted to peanut butter. A rat is attracted to cheese. They're comparing it to a human person, when it's not like the father rat goes out and gets the other rats to come and tell who ate the cheese, you know, and then they all like have their little claw pointing at this one saying, no, set the trap for him. You know, so I could never understand mentally to put it together of what a rat is. And that's a question that I'm going to have for Paulie when he comes on, because I need someone to explain to me. Well, I want him to explain to me, what is the meaning of a rat in the Italian terminology, and why do they consider people rats? Now, I tell you, he's told me a lot. You know, I was like Pinocchio with my ears again. You know, just my ears were growing because I'm saying, wow, this is a lot of stuff that I don't need to hear. And some things are not supposed to be repeated. So I just won't repeat those things, because it was kind of, to me, incriminating. You know, I did say, hold it, I don't want to know names or where they're buried at. But, you know, this was kind of shocking to me, you know, that he reveals so much about that world. And this guy, by the way, Paulie is in his 60s now, you know, and he made a comment to me that was really crazy. You know, I asked him about a situation that he was involved in, and he said that he actually cut the guy's fingers off. And I said, well, because I've seen some of the Italian movies before, I said, what did you do with the fingers? I said, don't tell me. I know you made him eat it. He said, no, I ate it. So that was like, okay, cannibalism. That's like another level of, I don't know what that means. Maybe he, you know, cooked it later on for dinner or something. Maybe, I don't know. But for him to eat someone's fingers, that was like really crazy to me. It just shows you that today, you know, when we talk about mental trauma, I wonder what the mental distress that he goes through, you know, after you, as he calls it, wax somebody. Like, you go home and you have dinner with your family and you wake up the next day and like nothing ever happened yesterday. So this is more like, this guy is so hung up into that world of, this is what I do. And now his life has settled down. He's not out here, you know, whacking people anymore. But it was kind of strange, because this type of topic and this type of setting that's coming to the show, it's really deep. It's really, really deep, because we don't really touch too much on different nationalities and, you know, how they go about moving and loyalty and so on. But I'll tell you something else, guys. And this is really shocking. Her name is Jacqueline or Jackie Aiden. Okay. She's a cast member of, I think it's New Jersey Housewives. And she has a beef going on right now with Joe Gorga, who's an Italian guy. And the crazy thing about this whole situation, she calls him a crook on the show. And he basically talks to her husband and says, listen, you got to get your wife under control. We're going to have a problem. Takes it upon herself to like beat this lady to a pulp. And now they have like a rift going on. But I'm telling you this story because someone that listens to LA Talk Radio with Tamiko Torres on it, you know, sends me a message and says, listen, I know that Joe Gorga is a crook because I have this information that I'm going to send to Miss Aiden so she can air it out via the network and put him on blast. And I was kind of baffled by that information and couldn't believe that. You know, I mean, that's why people have to be very careful on who you air out and who you jump on, because they could have dirt on you. And that dirt may be a criminal act and they may use it against you and say, guess what? This is my leverage. Your wife assaulted me. Mind you, Jacqueline doesn't have a lick of fight in her. So your wife assaulted me. And now this is my bomb that I'm going to throw at you because I have it. So people have to be very careful on how they move when they start shenanigans and you start, you know, jumping on people. Because sometimes people may not be a fist fighter, but they may fight you with the legal system. And sometimes that legal system, trust me when I tell you, you don't want to be a part of it because people can easily make up fake allegations. Like, you know, we've had tons of people on the show that has been falsely accused of doing some type of wrongdoing, even down to myself, hearing the nature of a false accusation made against myself, which I'm still in disbelief, guys, that, you know, someone could be so creative to make up a story. I mean, they should write books for a living, you know, making up these stories. But it just goes to show you that these people are not dealing with a full deck out here today. And, you know, like Joe being Joe, you remember we gave Joe the test call to see if he was going to actually bite at it. And actually, you know, like this young lady said, Becky with the good hair, she said, oh, definitely. Yes, he would have definitely taken me up on the opportunity. Now, it all goes back to Joe's loyalty to Wife 215. So Joe is claiming, hey, listen, regardless of what, I hung that phone up. My loyalty is to Wife 215. Larry couldn't even convince me to make that move and say, hey, I want to have a good time. So it all boils down to loyalty. And loyalty runs deep in the bloodline of the Italian community because, well, I let me just say this, for some of them, because you got the ones that you got to weed out. You know, it's like in anything today. You put them all in a box, right? Or a bag. You got grapes, you got cherries, and you got to wean out the rotten ones because guess what? It leaves a bad taste in your mouth. And that goes the same for people today. It leaves a bad taste in your mouth when you get hung up on, guess what? I think I could trust this person, but they did something sideways. And guess what? This is now where we're at. It's a bad taste in my mouth. So people don't want to move forward with stuff such as that. But it's amazing how people throw you under the bus, okay? And they're living in a glass house. You know, guys, I touched on the topic about a week or so ago. About this stalker that I had stalking me And I'm still trying to fathom in my mind, how in the world was this individual so, I don't like putting people down, but so idiotic to continuously to harass someone and get criminal charges because you don't know how to behave like an adult. I mean, it's pathetic if you ask me. I would never even think that someone could be that stupid to get charges against, it's just crazy. It doesn't make any sense. Because usually when people file charges, you know the person, you've had a history with the person has did something to you. And well, you know what, guys? It happens because look at the celebrities. They get stalkers every day. And I'm far from a celebrity. I mean, I'm on LA Talk Radio, one of the biggest stations out there in LA, West Coast, on the East Coast. So I can tell by the amount of listeners that are listening in every Tuesday. And not only that, but LA Talk Radio is Monday through Sunday, Sunday through Monday. It's a week around the week situation every day, every hour. There's someone out there that has something to say. And people are listening. People are tuning in. They have you actually programmed on speed dial or on their calendar. So they know when you're coming on and they click that button because they want to hear what you have to say. And the guy, Joe Enns, how he dealt with a scammer. And, he showed loyalty to this person that he thought he knew. And he was actually scammed out of a lot of money. So we'll talk about that. But back to the guy that, is a former mafia sergeant. They all come to find out have positions. It's like somewhat like the military. He's the captain of arms. He's the sergeant. He's the lieutenant. And this is how, guys, the RICO Act came about, because the government said, hey, we need to charge three or more with contributing to a crime. And if you go back into time and you look at their history of running numbers, this has been written in the book, the RICO Act, a very, very long time ago, and they never utilized this RICO Act until they wanted to bring down John Gotti. Okay. Now, all of a sudden, we need three people that's going to go in and they're going to participate. And we need one guy who's going to be the weakest link. And we need him to tell, we need him to say what he knows and how this operation runs. All for the indictment, because guess what? When there's an indictment drawn up, they actually make it stick. It's going to stick to you like Gorilla Glue, okay? And it's not going to fall off. So when you go in and you're thinking, guess what? I'm going to beat this case. 9 out of 10 times, you beating a case, it's never going to happen. A friend of mine, over the last past week, her son was shot in Philadelphia 5 times. And you would figure from loyalty that he had with a young lady, just an innocent friendship between the two, just platonic, as far as we know, because nowadays you just never know. He actually walks with her to the store. And in the process of walking to the store, he gets gunned down. She gets shot, of course, but very minute compared to his. He can barely cough or laugh. But I say this because come to find out, she had a prior altercation at that store that she went to. So basically she used him as a setup dummy to walk her to the store as though she was trying to portray to the perpetrators, I got backup if you guys want to do something. And this kid is really an innocent kid. He's not gun-toting. He's not gang-banging. He's not robbing. Hard-working young man. Unfortunately for him, he gets gunned down. And actually, they played the video on the news. So it shows the video of the young lady, you know, saying something. And then it shows the guys, you know, all masked up because remind yourself it's COVID. So no one's going to care if you have a mask on. These three guys are jumping out of this mini SUV and opening fire. And it's an intentional act of criminal behavior because it seems that she was targeted and she may have said, hey, I have a guy that can handle you guys for me and stay away because I got backup. So those guys may have felt intimidated by seeing this young man walk with her, thinking, oh, he's one of us. He's gun-toting. So guess what? Open fire, guys. Open fire before he does. So this guy is laying on the ground. He's trying to get away from the shooters. He actually crawls underneath a car, and he gets stuck there, of course. And the guy now comes and shoots him while he's under the car. You would think these young men have some fear in their heart about cameras. You know, he can ID me. I'm just going to walk up to him and blast him away. Unfortunately, this is some of the things that are going on today. You know, there's no loyalty amongst thieves is what I was taught a very long time ago. So people, you have to be aware of who you're hanging out with because you just don't know today what they might be into. You can't be like before, your neighbor would say, hey, I need a ride to the store. Can you give me a ride? You can't even offer a ride to anyone because you don't know who they're involved with. You don't know if they're slinging for somebody out there, meaning if they're panhandling drugs to someone else. You know, that's a big thing out here nowadays. And people are under the impression that it's just Black crime on Black crime is why they're killing each other. No, it's crimes like these that are happening because people are selling fake narcotics. That's one good reason why someone will gun you down, okay? The second reason is you owe somebody some money that you didn't make good on, okay? And the third reason is sometimes you're sticking your nose where it just doesn't belong and it's not worth it, okay? Because you're being used, okay? You're being used for someone else's use. Like the person that I had to press charges on. That person got used to harass me, and the person that put the battery on their back, of course, walked away scot-free from this with no charges because, you know, of course, I would have filed charges against that individual as well. But it's just a very sad thing that people have to go through today to realize you think there's loyalty amongst people. There's no loyalty amongst them. Sometimes people will pretend to show you loyalty, and guess what they'll do? They'll turn around and stab you in the back. But for the person that believes that this person is my friend and they are looking out for my best interests, guess what happens? They stab him in the back. You know, and then they're stuck with this. This is what really happened here. This person was never my friend. As a matter of fact, this person never even liked me. I'll tell you another situation, guys. There's a guy, my girlfriend knew him for some time. He actually sold her a car. He works for Carvana. She had, first of all, issues with the car that she purchased from him. He gave her a number and said, this is what it's going to cost you to buy this car. It was a BMW. So you figure BMW is top notch. This is what it is. After he told her he could get her a deal. So what the slickster did was he actually called for the price, which was you buy one, you get the other one for basically free. So instead of giving her the additional car for free or saying, listen, I just want to make a hustle off of you and just get the other car for free. Not that you're entitled to it, but I should be entitled to it because My jealousy for you runs deep and you don't deserve it. So I'm going to mooch off of your deal. Because he had the Caravana hookup. So basically what he did was he charged her the full price of the car, not telling her it was a buy one, get one deal. Okay, so she paid full price for a BMW that now the engine is shot in, and he's riding around in the other BMW happy, and he has a nice car. You know, so sometimes you got to be very careful when you call or send us a friend, because if it's not, you'll find yourself in Caravana situations, you'll find yourself in gunshot situations, and you'll find out that you're just a bank that's been robbed with no gun, you know. And usually bank robbers, they have a note, a gun, they have something, and you feel threatened by it, you know. They'll say, I have a bomb, you know, put the money through the window. The teller shoves the money through the window, you know. But you got friends who don't even issue you a threatening warning to say, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z to you if I don't get what I want. They kindly snake you behind your back and use you for whatever they can. And this is the end result of your so-called great friendship. So people got to know that these friendships are not what they seem. And your trust for your friends, you have to know everybody is your friend. You may think so, but you got to remember, and I'll say this to you, blood sometimes is thicker than water. You know, there's a song, they smile in your face and all along they want to take your place, those backstabbers. That guy, and I don't know his name, but I remember hearing a song on a commercial who made that song. He actually made a true statement. And I can tell you, music back from those days, when they were telling you about your friends and backstabbers and how people, this is like how it really was. You know, it was no friendly friendships. You know, they made songs about people stealing their ladies, you know, cleaning out their bank accounts, coming home and finding a guy in your bed. You know, like the guy that's got 40 years. That's his friend. A stranger, 50, 60, 70 years ago. They're all true sayings of what is going on today. So people, grab yourself some of those old albums, listen into it, and then see how it makes sense compared to your friendships. Because a lot of the friendships today, believe you me, you don't even want to be involved with some of these people because they're suffering from mental issues. And, you know, I had to explain to someone about mental illness and how deep it runs. You know, that's a very broad topic for us to talk about today. So I won't get too deep into it. But you got to look at the past history of someone who has had issues in their past, like having a baby by, you know, your family member. You got your own kids. And how does this even happen when, you know, you've been a victim of circumstances, you know, and it's a sad thing. You know, I don't even know how to frame my mind around something like this happening and people getting involved and doing things like that to, you know, kids that grow up today. And now these people are like scorned and they're bitter and they're trying to figure out, where do I go from here? You know, I think it's best, and I have no right to say or, you know, not say about procreation of life, but some people don't need to reproduce because when they reproduce, they have a tyrant that they create because of what they've been through. And sometimes, and I tell you guys, it's a very hurtful thing. And you just don't know nowadays. So that's why when you come across people, you have to be very, very sure of who you're getting yourself involved with, who you're allowing your children to be around, because a lot of times you just don't know who these people are, you know? And just like the Reverend Doctor, you're thinking the preacher is the best thing for your kid to hang out with, and you don't even know his background. he could have been, or she could have been, you know, one of those people. But guess what? Paulie is on. Let's talk to Paulie for a second. Hey, Paulie, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, man?
How's it going? Good. Good. I'm glad that we got you on. I was just talking about tradition of Italian people. You know, loyalty is a big thing. And when you have people that are not loyal, like, what is the reaction? What happens to them?
Well, it's difficult to say. It depends on who to disloyal to. That's the important thing.
Well, like, you know, the bookies collecting money and then they don't have money to, like, fork up because they blew it on, like, mink coats and cars. Like, what do you do to people that have to pay up and they don't pay up?
Well, you have to talk to them. You know, you have to make them understand that they have to pay. And there's different ways of talking to them.
So they pay. When it's not so nice, like, is it words or is it like physical action?
Well, you don't want to go that far because it's harder to collect if they can't work. So, but yeah, they pay. They usually get the message.
So what about loyalty? Like, what if there's a disloyal person that, you know, crosses the line?
Well, so you got to be, it's not acceptable. This is not, you know, when that happens, if somebody is not so loyal, let's say, sometimes they have to be talked to.
Like, you send somebody out. Let me ask you, what about the guy that, you know, you had to cut his finger off?
Well, supposedly, that's allegedly. That's allegedly.
Okay. You allegedly cut his finger off. And Do you know what allegedly happened to his finger after it got cut off?
You know, who knows?
Do you remember we gave it back eating
to him. We gave him. I mean, I understand he got it back.
He got it back?
He got it back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when he paid, he got his finger back.
He got his finger cut off and they gave it back?
Yeah, because he, this is what the story I heard. I heard that he owed some money. I know who you're talking about. I heard that he owed some money. And unfortunately, something happened to his finger. I don't know. But then he paid, and they gave him a finger back. I mean, they found the finger. It's amazing.
Okay. So what about, you know, punishment? Like, do you guys punish people or...
No,
just talk to them.
Come on.
In Italian language, what does talk to really mean?
We love everybody.
So in Italian language, everybody. What is like if you have not a good conversation with someone, you know, what does that mean? Like, you just pat them on the back and go home and sleep?
No. You know, it depends. Sometimes you're just fine, you know? You know, there's different ways of...
Let me ask you about Sammy the Bull.
Oh, I don't know anything about him.
You don't know him personally?
No, I don't. Never met the gentleman.
Okay.
I heard of him.
Well, let me ask you about loyalty a little bit. Because I know you've done some dealings with diamonds and so on. What about the guy that beat you out of the diamond deal? Like, how did you handle that guy?
Well, that was unfortunate. He they found him. I mean, he was, I don't know, he committed suicide or something, the way I heard. I mean, he wasn't, I heard that he, you know, he hung himself. It's too bad.
Wow. So
what are you going to do? This stuff happens. Maybe his conscience got to him. You never know.
Wow. So do you think maybe he was suicidal from the beginning, or he just, you know, said, let me just hang myself because I'm scared.
He had to be. Let's put it this way. He had to be suicidal.
So when, because you're a full blood Italian, right?
Sicilian.
You're Sicilian. So when you guys have loyalty amongst each other, what does that really mean to have loyalty?
Well, it's basically it's. Loyalty is, well, it's like any other organization. You're loyal, you know, you don't against your nation. In our case, we consider a family. Everything is for the family.
That's pretty much,
for the benefit of the family.
And let me ask you about, and I don't know if you know or don't know, but the bookie system, you know, like running numbers and stuff. Do you think the Italians are like the pioneers of that whole system? Like they invented it?
Gambling's been around for an awfully long time. Why
so,
is it illegal?
I mean, do you think,
I don't know.
I mean, because you know, you hear about bookies and stuff like that, and you know, I've seen the whole movies.
You know, it's evolved. I mean, basically, it's legal now with all of these apps now that. You could bet any from your home. So,
does that mean the bookie
enough,
system
pay
is
enough
dead
to
now?
Get to the government it becomes legal.
So the bookie system
that?
Is now dead.
I don't know if it's dead, you know, but not what it was. This is the way I understand it.
And you know, I have a question for you that's really, really important because I need to understand, because I'm trying to understand the word rat. Like when they say, oh, he's a rat, because I'm looking at a rat and seeing that how a rat responds, you know, he gets the cheese and he leaves. He doesn't get the cheese and like start pointing at his other rat saying he got some of the cheese too. So when they say somebody's a rat.
Well, rat's kind of low on the. To call somebody a rat, that's kind of an alarm one, right? I would say that. I would imagine that's where it comes from. But you don't want to be classified as a rat, that's for sure.
What is, like, if you're classified as a rat, like, what could happen?
Lots of stuff. Lots of unpleasant things happen.
But what if someone truly does to hurt someone, like, and they have to go to the police and they have to tell? Or is it just you don't tell and it gets handled within the family?
Exactly. Remember your second statement. Yeah, exactly. No, you don't go to the police. There's no need for them.
Okay. Okay.
They're
so
useless.
Let me ask you this, because I just need to know if I'm a rat or not. Someone was stalking me and I had to file criminal charges against him. I'd be considered a rat?
No, because you're a victim.
Okay, so a rat is more like telling them what someone else is doing.
Right, basically a tattletale.
Oh, a tattletale. That's what I wanted to find out, Paulie.
Yeah, you're a victim. And then that's in that case, you're a victim. So no, you have to do what you gotta do. Protect yourself.
So do you think I should have maybe taken it to the streets? Like taking my own justice?
No. Unless you have to.
So let me ask you.
Only when you have to.
So how do you guys feel about, you know, people coming in? Like, is that allowed?
allowed is a, well, it's not welcome. Let's put it out, it's not welcome.
So what if some guys just came into like an Italian
more, there's a lot more of them than there are of us. Huh?
What if a guy, just a regular guy, he's not Italian, came into the Italian neighborhood, you know, the Sicilian neighborhood, because the Sicilian neighborhood is a really tight community. What if they came in and they just started hanging out on the corners, slinging drugs? Like, what would you guys do?
We'd have to call the police if we saw something like that.
Really, you guys would like take matters in your own hands?
No, we couldn't do. That's not our job. That's not, no, we're.
So you guys are not like street thugs?
No, that's Hollywood. That's Hollywood. We're the legitimate business people.
You guys actually are friendly.
Are what?
You're friendly people. Like, people can like come and hang out with you guys.
We love everybody. We love everybody. Sure, everybody's welcome. Everybody's welcome.
I wouldn't look strange coming in your neighborhood, like hanging out.
I don't know. What do you look like?
I guess it's not a certain look I need. I could just come on over and talk business with you guys.
What do you look like?
I mean, I look like just a regular person, you know.
Why would you look strange? We have lots of regular people here.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing to know, that you guys are people friendly, and I wouldn't have to worry about getting.
We love everybody. Everybody's welcome.
And when people say, listen, we got to whack him, what does that mean exactly?
You could use your imagination on some. That's Hollywood, though. That's a Hollywood thing. Whack him. That means you're going to kill somebody. I mean, that's Hollywood. That doesn't really happen. I mean, this is Hollywood propaganda, I guess. Against the Italian.
So you guys don't say like we gotta whack him. So if he has to go, like what's the terminology?
If you kill everybody, you know, he don't have any customers.
Well, that's one true way of putting it. Absolutely.
If you kill everybody, what good is that? How are we gonna make a living? Yeah. You know, we're legitimate people. We don't want to kill anybody. We want everybody to be happy.
Well, Paulie, I thank you so much for coming on today. And if we had to have you come back on, because I got some people that want, you know, to ask you some questions, would that be okay with you?
Anytime. You know how to get a hold of me. I'll be happy to. Paulie, well,
thank you so much for calling in and back in touch. Have a great night, Paulie.
Thank you, Tamiko. I appreciate the phone call. You take care.
Stay safe.
Bye-bye. Stay safe, honey. Okay.
Thank you.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye-bye. Guys, I didn't understand what stay safe means. Does that mean that he's actually probably going to send somebody to my house to, like, you know, knock on my door, like, what were you trying to get out of our guy type of situation? That was really spooky for him to say, you know, stay safe. That's like crazy to me. I mean, maybe I'm taking it out of context, guys, but, you know, he avoided a lot of my questions. I think this is a task for someone with a cape on, you know, like, remember Cousin that came on the show? Cousin is the guy that Paulie needs to talk to, because Cousin can get a lot out of him. Boy, I tell you, that was something else. So now that we know that whack-em is really a movie thing, and that's not what Italians really say, and a rat, not, going to you, because I was worried about that. I was worried about being a rat. You know, I don't want to be a rat. I want to be able to, you know, have my paws clear. I don't want anybody saying, oh yeah, you know, don't talk to her because she's a rat. Now I'm finding out that the meaning of rat in Italian is not when someone actually does something to you because you're actually a true victim. Or, you know, it's not good to lie on anybody either. I meant to ask Paulie that question because someone just texted me that and said, well, what if someone lies on you, you know, and makes up a story? Would that be considered, you know, you being a rat by telling? So that actually is very interesting, guys. But I tell you, I've learned a lot in a short period of time from talking to a full bloodlined Italian. There are Sicilian neighborhoods that I don't even feel comfortable walking in because, first of all, I feel like I'm out of place. And he's like, well, what do you look like? I mean, I shouldn't have to look like anything. I'm a regular person in your neighborhood. But he said that they're very friendly and they have no intentions of killing people. So let's backtrack for a second, guys. What about the guy that hung himself? You know, Paulie was involved in a bad diamond deal and this guy turns up missing, okay? And then what about the guy that got his finger back? Like, how do you cut someone's finger off and say, by the way, I'm going to mail it back to you when you give us our money? Now, that was incredibly intense. Guys, I see the questions pouring in. We have like 11 million listeners on here tonight. Guys, I'd like to thank you for joining. Next week, Hot Topic Time. So glad you guys are on. Tommy Torres signing off. Have a good night, guys. Bye now.
You're listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres.